The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bill Brodie-Good, CEO and Technical Director of Alien Metals. UFO is ticker there. Bill, thanks for joining me.
Justin, nice to catch up again.
Yeah, let's talk about this RNS, and we'll get into date. We've done an update on the Elizabeth Hill silver project, nickel and copper sulfides encountered along with native silver in drill core. And it seems like you're quite excited about this, and it's confirming what you thought. But before we do that, Bill, just give a full roundup summary of the business there, because there's other things going on as well.
Sure, yeah. Well, we're Alien Metals Mining Exploration Development Company. We're listed on AIM. Our focus is precious base metals. Core projects at the moment, as we're talking about now, is Elizabeth Hill, but also the Hancock and Brockman Hammersley iron ore projects, also in the Pilbara. We have our two silver projects and a copper project in Mexico, which again are moving forward. Yeah. So two great jurisdictions, developing, adding value, exploring, as we do best, I think.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, so you're providing an update in this RNS on your inaugural drilling program at the high-grade Silver Hill project there, and that's in the Pilbara region of Western Australia, a very well-known area for good results in this field. But take us through some of the highlights, if you could, Bill, here.
Yeah, thanks. So, obviously, this area, this project has had several companies work over it for many years, focusing essentially on the historical silver deposit, which was and I think still is probably the highest grade silver ore body found in Australia. We, as part of our program, very important to go back and sort of do some QA QC testing of historic drilling on the silver, but also as importantly, we felt and hopefully we're being proven quite quickly and with this recent developments and sort of daily drilling information we're getting, that there's a much larger sort of copper, nickel, zinc mineralized system associated either around, well, as I've said in the past, it's more like the white of the egg, the yolk being the sort of silver deposit. So yeah, we're really excited. I mean, We only are talking about XRF readings at the moment. We have no laboratory results yet available, but they are significant, as I think we stated, 21,800 grams a ton silver, which is like nearly 2.2% silver, 5% copper, 1.1% nickel, significant readings and also a series of readings right through the areas we drilled. As I said, associated with both the historical silver ore body, but more importantly, a much broader halo that we're starting to understand might potentially have something much, a different type or a different scale of economics and potential mineralized system here.
Yeah. And there's a link, obviously, in the RNS there. It takes you to a document that says some nice pictures in it. Always like some pictures. And it's you were saying there, some lovely pictures of the core there. Explain if you could, what people will see there. I mean, if someone's new, for the layperson, what are they looking at? What are they looking for? I mean, you have circled bits of it, so explain if you could.
Yeah, I suppose if you're going through and you see, particularly further down, figures 4 and 5, those are specifically silver, sort of native silver, so where you've almost got pure silver in these particular locations, which is always so exciting to see. I mean, we know this is a high-grade deposit, but what's critical, I think, for us now is we're sort of proving the historical work. Not that we disproved it or didn't believe what was done, but I think for our investors and for our own technical satisfaction, we had to do this. And so we're seeing, and if you think about it, figure 4, I mean, that's only at 60 meters below surface. That's right in the sort of, the softer oxide material that's never been mined. And because historically this silver deposit was only mined from about 60 meters and down to about 102 meters underground. The whole large surface ore body was never touched. And it's very, you know, it's really encouraging. We've got that silver, but as significantly and possibly more significantly, if you go have a look at the first figure one, this beautiful piece of core with the sulfide, abundant, very strong sulfides in the veins, but also what says class, so sort of associated with, you can see the white sort of blebs of quartz and calcite minerals, mm-hmm. and also speckled right through, you've got sulfides, and sulfides that we've identified visually as sphalerite, which is very strongly associated with zinc mineralization, chalcopyrite, again with copper, and then there's pyrrhotite, there's pyrite, there's a number of sulfides, but significantly we're seeing this through a lot of the core now that we're drilling, away from the original silver ore body. So this is like really exciting. I mean, geologically, that there is possibly this much larger system that has never really been properly tested. And I think I've said before, you know, possibly the market wasn't interested at the time, or the cost, you know, the value of copper or nickel. But we know today that copper, nickel, zinc, silver, they're all exceptional commodities that are in demand and going to be in demand. And I think as a geologist, it's very exciting. And I think for our investors, I'd hope to think they sort of feel the sense that we're moving rapidly in the right direction now as well.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. And then just pointing out what's next, Bill, coming up.
Yeah, well, I think as we mentioned, the drilling has been slower than we hoped. We knew the ground was difficult to drill, and the focus has always been from the start to get quality core rather than lots of meters. As again, you can see in, for example, figure one, that's a beautiful specimen of core, but it takes longer to extract. So therefore, we're at a point now we're looking at, because the drill rig has a capacity to change from diamond core to RC, reverse circulation method of drilling, which will still give us fantastic information, but speed up the process, keep our budget as much in check as possible. So keep the whole program cost effective, but keep adding information. So we're looking at probably trying converting to reverse circulation, do a little bit of drilling in with that format, and then possibly even doing some shallow reverse circulation. So a beginning of a hole, reverse circulation, and then what's called a tail. So from the bottom of that hole, be it 50, 60 meters deep, then changing to diamond core, and then coring down through, for example, the critical area at the moment around the ore body. Mm-hmm. But still, we still get significant information from the RC sampling, less geological because you don't have that physical core to see, but you still can interpret and get some really good understandings. Just expand our knowledge and the potential of this project.
Yeah. But you seem quite pleased with what's going on there. What's what the drilling is revealing?
Look, I think, you know, we did a lot of research. We've looked at so many old reports. There's a lot of reference to this, but I think, as we said in the past, very little work other than the silver, the focus on silver assaying and sampling and testing was done. However, there was a lot of mention of associated sulfides that were never really followed up. Yet at surface in other parts of the mining lease, you've got copper anomaly, you've got copper at 5% in trenches, nickel, even cobalt, and not forgetting the platinum group metals, which are associated with the reef system as well. So doing this work, and I think it's sort of indicated our thinking, early stages, but really exciting. And I think within the region, you've now got a couple of significant recent discoveries in the West Pilbara, for, you know, nickel, copper, silver, PGMs, there's no reason to think that we might not be on the cusp of finding the next one. But we need to do some more work to get to that point. That's more my exploration hat coming on, and the excitement of this sort of work and this sort of development.
Yeah, absolutely. More stuff. Okay, Bill. As you know, on the front page of Vox there's a top 10 list of most followed companies. To get on that list, people have to hit that follow button on your page. So if you could, give us the three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Alien Metals to their watch list, please.
Sure, Justin. I think just what we've been talking about, you know, the prospectivity and the potential for Elizabeth Hill on its own, both as a you know, undermined silver deposit, but in a way potentially a much larger copper nickel project that that we're starting to build on. Secondly, our iron ore assets. We announced recently about the results on the recent drilling at Hancock. We said about we're finalising a maiden resource. Very exciting stuff and looking really excellent. And still lots to do there. I mean, there's still sort of, in a way, in its infancy. Great team of people. And, you know, I'd like to think we're being cost effective and efficient with our capital and our and adding value at every step. And we'll keep doing that.
Marvellous stuff. Bill, good to chat to you again. And like I say, lots going on. So no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Good to catch up.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.